The Lord's Prayer, Week 6, Day 5. For thine is the glory. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt in a tabernacle among us, and we observed his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1. Arcana Celestia 59:22. That glory is predicated or said of the divine truth, which is from the Lord's divine human, and that it is attributed to the Lord as a king, for in the internal sense, the royalty is divine truth, is evident in this passage from John. The Word is divine truth, and as this proceeds from the Lord, it is the Lord himself, and hence glory is said of the divine truth. Glory is the spiritual heaven. The case is this. There are two kingdoms of which heaven consists, namely the celestial kingdom and the spiritual kingdom. The celestial kingdom is the inmost or third heaven, and the spiritual kingdom is the middle or second heaven. The good in which the celestial angels are is called celestial good, and the good in which the spiritual are is called spiritual good. Celestial good is the good of love to the Lord, and spiritual good is the good of love toward the neighbor. In regard to the joining together of these two kingdoms, it is the good of charity toward the neighbor which conjoins them. For in charity, the celestial kingdom terminates, and from charity, the spiritual kingdom begins. Thus, the last of the one is the first of the other, and in this way, they mutually take hold of each other. It shall now be told what glory is. Glory, in the supreme sense, is the Lord as to divine truth. Thus, it is the divine truth which proceeds from the Lord. But glory, in the representative sense, is the good of love toward the neighbor, or charity, which is the external good of the celestial kingdom and the internal good of the spiritual kingdom of the Lord. For this good, in a genuine sense, is the divine truth in heaven. The spiritual heaven is called glory, because whatever is there appears in light, in brightness, and in radiance. Arcana Celestia 84:43. And behold, the glory of Yehovah was seen in the cloud. That this signifies the presence of the Lord in truth accommodated to the perception is evident from the signification of the glory of Yehovah as being the presence and the advent or coming of the Lord, and from the signification of the cloud as being the literal sense of the word, thus truth accommodated to the perception. But the glory that is in the cloud is divine truth which is not so accommodated to the perception, because it is above the fallacies and appearances of the senses. Thus it also denotes the internal sense of the word. That glory denotes the internal sense of the word is because in this sense, the Lord's church and kingdom are treated of, and in the supreme sense, the Lord himself. And in this sense also is the very divine truth itself. Truth divine is not of one degree or level, but of many. Truth divine in the first degree and also in the second is that which proceeds immediately from the Lord. This is above angelic understanding. But truth divine in the third degree is such as is in the inmost or third heaven. This is such that it cannot in the least be apprehended by man. Truth divine in the fourth degree is such as is in the middle or second heaven. Neither is this intelligible to man. But truth divine in the fifth degree is such as is in the ultimate or first heaven. This can be perceived in some small measure by man, provided he is enlightened. But still, it is such that a great part of it cannot be expressed by human words. And when it falls into the ideas, it produces the faculty of perceiving and also of believing that the case is so. But truth divine in the sixth degree is such as is with man, accommodated to his perception. Thus, it is the sense of the letter of the word. This sense, or this truth, is represented by the cloud, and the interior truths are represented by the glory in the cloud. Questions and comments, number one. When you think of the Lord's glory, what do you picture or think of? What might be a synonym for his glory? Number two. Why do we observe the Lord's glory shining forth from his divine human rather than from the divine itself? Why was it crucial that the Lord be born into the world and then glorify his human? Number three. Since the good of charity, or love toward the neighbor, is what conjoins the two kingdoms of heaven, why is this not the highest love? Number four. Why is the Lord's presence and his coming, especially in the internal or spiritual sense of the word? In what ways does the Lord come to us in the spiritual sense of his word? Number five. Where is the heavenly doctrine in the levels of truth divine? In the fifth or sixth degree, or some of each? Number six. Is it comforting and uplifting to know that there are so many levels of truth divine within the stories and teachings of the sense of the letter of the word?